It's Volunteer Appreciation Day here on 94.1 MyFM, and right now I'm sitting down with Matt Sharp, who is the current Deputy Governor of the St. Thomas Kinsmen. Now, obviously, it's always great to get involved, but how did you first start with the Kinsmen? How did that kind of transpire?
A friend invited me out. The club's always trying to grow, and a friend of mine who's no longer in the club asked me to join, and I came out and walked into the room, and there was a guy I curled with, there was a guy many years ago around for city council, there was another gentleman there that I met when I did that, an old friend from public school. I'm like, how did this guy invite me into the group of people I already know? So it was a good fit. I love what the club does. Like, the Easter egg hunt is something I never would have thought I'd be involved in, but for, you know, probably 8 of the last 11 years, I've been the Easter bunny. Wouldn't have thought that would have been me, especially if you knew me in high school. I was never an outgoing person or anything like that. But yeah, it's we change as we grow, and making life better for people is really what the club focuses on. Just recently, we did a large donation to the Tiny Hope Project. We've made all sorts of donations to Grace Cafe and Out of the Cold, and the food bank. And we just really want to help. The club's motto has always been serving the community's greatest need, and right now the homelessness is definitely the greatest need in this community. So we're fortunate with the Jackpot City and the bingos we work there that we've been fortunate enough to raise enough money that we were able to give $50,000 towards that project, which for our club, that's a huge, huge donation. So
we mentioned how great it is to be a part of an organization, feel a part of a group, but why do you feel it's important personally to give back?
To be honest, I'm going to go back to a saying a friend put out there one day. I'm greedy. I love the feeling you get giving back and helping other people. It's an adrenaline boost. It's a feel good. It just makes you feel good. And anybody that's done anything to give back or to help others will know that feeling. But being a member of Kinsmen, I get that feeling way, way, way more often. And yeah, I like it. That's why I do it.
For sure.
The need is there, and I've made some amazing friends across the province as Kin Canada gets together. So I've been able to meet people from all over.
Now, with your past, you mentioned roughly 11 years now in the club?
Yep.
Yeah. Obviously, it's kind of might be hard to think all the way back, but what would you say is one of your most proudest accomplishments over your time with the Kinsmen?
The first big one was definitely, it would have been the first year I was in the club. I came up with the idea of doing the Meet the Candidates night. Again, in a past life, I ran for councillor as a young man, and I've always kind of been in touch with the people on council and known them. So I thought that would be a good fit for us because we work with the city for Canada Day, and we need permits to do the fireworks sale and all that stuff. So I had no idea if it was going to work. I put an ad in the paper, worked with the Knights of Columbus because that's where we meet. They provided the hall, they opened the bar, we brought in coffee and some guys to direct things, and I'm like, well, doors are open, let's see what happens. And we probably had 75, 80 people that first year, and now we're normally north of 100. Yeah, so that was a feather in my cap. The other one we started was the Steak and Craft Beer Night, which is in memory of a friend of ours. Again, it was a new event. At that hall, we can sit 150 people. No idea how many people we'd have. We sold it out every year we've done it now, and that's another awesome thing. Again, the community does love to support the club, and the club loves to support the community, so it's a win-win.
For sure. Now, kind of stemming off that, what would be your best advice for someone hoping to get involved, maybe not only with the Kinsmen, but just involved in their community?
Ask. Everybody's got a good idea. Somewhere in that head, there's always something that everybody would, there's something they'd like to see. The only way that's going to happen is if you step forward and do it. And there are all sorts of different ways to go about that. There's lots of great organizations in this town that are always looking for volunteers. You can give as much time or as little time as you'd like. And you know, find your passion, what makes you happy, and go out and do it. It's amazing what you can learn along the way.